Coming up next on WNCW is this week's Friday feature interview of the week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. My topic today, Western North Carolina tap rooms, wineries, and bars, and I'm specifically talking about bars only. Where are we at this point due to COVID-19? Well, the perfect person to talk to about this is my guest, who is Tony Kiss, covers brewing news for the Mountain Express these days. He's been writing and reporting the Carolina beer scene, including cider making and distilling, for many years. Tony, good to have you with us today.
Happy to be with you, Paul.
Tony, let me first of all ask you that one type of business that was able to open again recently after Governor Roy Cooper's Phase 2 went into effect for North Carolina was the tap rooms or the breweries. So tell us some more about these operations in the Asheville area and how they've gone on using safety measures.
It was a bit of a stumbling process to get the brewery tap rooms back open again. Initially, Governor Cooper's orders seemed to indicate the tap rooms would be lumped in with bars, which would not be allowed to reopen. But breweries that had restaurants would be allowed to reopen. There was a lot of complaint about that. And finally, the governor explained that it would be okay for brewery tap rooms to open up, the same with wineries, cider makers, and distilleries. Even before that, most of the breweries in the Asheville area continued to produce beer to sell either curbside packaged product, such as Highland Brewing Company or others, Asheville Brewing. They continued to brew and can beer and delivered to distributors and got it into stores. All through this pandemic, it's been very hard on the breweries. And one of the Asheville breweries, Fermented Nonsense, just went out of business. That's very sad to lose a brewery here. It's been a very tough run for the brewing world. But if you're looking for a cold beer this weekend, you can find one in Western North Carolina, not just Asheville, all over Western North Carolina, and of course in the surrounding states as well.
Tony, you brought this up just a second ago. One thing that was able to happen during this pandemic that we've gone to is that while a lot of people were forced to work at home, be at home, I think in a lot of ways with all of us dealing with this, maybe the amount of drinking time picked up. So the brewery still did okay with that curbside service. And if their product was in a grocery store.
There was a lot of beer produced in packages for sales. And yes, the grocery stores stayed open through the pandemic. Could always go down to your corner supermarket and pick up some beer. And what happened with the breweries was, as much as they were able to still sell packaged beer, they lost all their draft business when the restaurants were closed. Of course, the bars are still closed in North Carolina. All that business that was going to restaurants, the brakes had to be put on it. Now those restaurants are back open. It's been a reduced capacity at the brewery tap rooms and also in restaurants. Not as many people working. The hours are not quite as long. So there's been still some impact of the pandemic, but it's easing up a lot now for the breweries.
Of course, this past week has meant a lot of protests going on throughout the entire country, but also in Asheville due to the tragic death of one George Floyd. We're not going to get into the specifics of what's been happening with the protest and how there's a lot of concern about that, the police department and their actions and so on. But what this has meant, Tony, is that there's been a curfew in place, and a lot of these breweries we're talking about are actually having to trim down their hours, aren't they?
Well, they certainly are. There's a curfew in Asheville anyway. This won't apply to people who are listening in other counties and other places around Western North Carolina. But in Asheville, the curfew goes into effect at 8 o'clock. And how long that will continue, I don't know. It means that the tap rooms are shutting up earlier. If you're going to go out and have a beer and you're thinking, oh, I'll run down at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock and go to one of these places, you better double check first. Make sure what the hours are going to be. You really need to call the places.
You're listening to the beer expert, brewing master, so to speak. Tony Kiss is our guest on the Friday feature on WNCW this morning. Tony, before we all got hit with the pandemic, remind us just how big and significant the Western North Carolina brewing industry is.
Well, Paul, there are over 40 breweries in Buncombe County alone here, and that's right around Asheville. And then when you start looking at Western North Carolina, it's double that, at least double that, depending on how you define Western North Carolina. A lot of breweries here, some of them small, a few of them very big breweries. Here in Asheville, we have New Belgium Brewing Company. Out near the Asheville Airport is Sierra Nevada. and then up in Brevard is Oscar Blues. Those are all three national brands that opened Eastern production breweries in Western North Carolina. Between the big ones and the small ones, there are a couple of thousand people that work in brewing. It's a big economic force in Western North Carolina and a major tourism draw, too.
Tony, we don't have much time left, but another big factor about all this that we're discussing this morning is that sadly the owner or owners of what is categorized as, you know, just a bar only has not been able to operate again. They're still in waiting. So I know from hearing some of this on the street myself, there's been a lot of frustration for the bars and certainly a lot of their regular customers, no doubt. And, you know, a lot of times people hit these spots not only for a beverage, but for live music. What kind of report can you give us on this out of the Asheville area?
Well, certainly all the bars, not just in Asheville, but across North Carolina, remain closed under Governor Cooper's orders to try to keep the state safe. And that is disappointing for people who like to go to a corner bar. You know, people sometimes say to me, what bar do you go to? And I say, well, I don't really go to bars. I go to breweries because there are so many breweries where you can get a beer. If you wanted something beyond a beer, you wanted a mixed drink or whatever, the restaurants are still open. So you can go in there and have a mixed drink or a glass of wine. You mentioned the live music. That's something that's been still very much missed in Western North Carolina. What a great music scene we have in this part of the state. And I think it's going to be still a couple more weeks at least before the governor will be prepared to say it's okay to go back out to these places. Do remember, if you're going out, please, please, kids, wear a mask. And most of the breweries are requiring people to have masks when they come in. So wherever you're going, take that mask with you. Protect yourself, protect other people around you.
That's a great point, Tony. And I would say to add to that, not only wear a mask, but try to tip these hosts and hostess and the folks that are refilling your glass as much as possible, too. It's been a pleasure to have the expert to talk about Western North Carolina tap rooms, wineries, bars, the brewing industry, and all that. Tony Kiss.
Happy to do it anytime. And we appreciate all the great work at WNCW through the pandemic and non-pandemic times, too. Y'all are the best.
Thank you, Tony. That means so much. You've been listening to the Friday feature on WNCW, also available as a podcast on our website, which is WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.